just some information about all the vocabulary for the things that we use and all of the actions that we're making and the theological meaning of the Eucharist. So invite you into that. We can try and make it fun. That's up this Wednesday. But other than that, our confirmation class is wrapping up. We will have kind of a two-week break because we have Palm Sunday and Easter. And I know there are a couple people who said they would come to a catch-up session. But in case you didn't get my email, if you've missed a number of classes and you kind of want to just have a conversation about what you've missed, I've got a couple of times that I've set out there to say, you know, come by and we'll sit down and talk. That's simply because people learn differently. You can listen to all the lectures online. I think all of them are up. And, you know, you can catch up on what you've missed. But some people like to be able to have a conversation about some of this. And that's kind of an extra thing. So if you're interested in that, let me know. I think we're doing one this Friday, and there's another one that's an evening. I don't remember which day it is. Anyway. But what we're also going to do is have a conversation today to recap everything that we have done. You have been in this class since January. There has been, you know, so much that we have covered. Each of these lectures have a different topic, and it is sometimes like drinking from a fire hose. So we take this time to really just kind of bring everybody together and do a little recap. So this is how we're going to do this. My husband and I are big fans of going out and playing trivia at some of the local establishments, and I had an idea that we would do a little pub trivia to recall some of the information that we have covered. So what I need you to do is to kind of turn your chairs around and make groups of four or five people. No more than five.
Good.
classes on the Book of Common Prayer, one about its history, one about how to use it. We did a lecture on stewardship and stewardship / outreach, and one on scripture, and one on polity, Episcopal polity, which Dixon taught a couple weeks ago. So of the classes, what lecture notes is your group requesting?
You want the scripture.
You want the scripture, okay? 13. What are the two statements of faith or professions of faith that we use in Episcopal worship? We have two statements or confessions of faith. What are they? Used in the Episcopal worship. the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the preacher doesn't do that.
And we don't do the one where you leave the church and you do that. But that's the Catholic.
That's kind of more of a Catholic thing. Yeah.
It's all about it.
It's all about it.
Okay. Some other times when you might cross yourself, you can cross yourself after we do the confession when the priest does the absolution. You can do it when we are saying the Nicene Creed and we get to the part about Jesus and probably come down here to the chapel. Bishop Ann wants to talk to you guys. And this is, and the bishops do this every year. They just kind of want to have a conversation about